clothes. Now, why do we wear them?
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the very popular Answers in Genesis conferences.
When I was in a doctor's office once, a TV set was on in the waiting room, and there was a famous talk show host interviewing a group of nudists, and the host made this statement. Look, if God meant us to wear clothes, he would have made us with clothes in the beginning. But in the book of Genesis, we find that Adam and Eve didn't have clothes until after sin. You see, when Adam and Eve rebelled against their Creator, God killed animals for their coats. Actually, the first blood sacrifice was a covering for their sin, which is a beautiful picture of what was to come in Jesus. We have an entire exhibit about this in our Creation Museum. God gave clothes because of sin, because sin distorts nakedness. Sin distorts everything. That means that there's a moral basis for clothing. Therefore, we shouldn't just wear the immodest fashions of the day. We should be careful to ensure that what we do wear is in accord with why God gave clothes in the first place.
Over the past few months, the controversy over global warming has been constantly in the news. Well, can the scriptures shed any light on this topic? Well, for some fascinating viewing, you need to get a copy of our brand new DVD on global warming. It's very easy to obtain. Just call us toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS and offer a gift of any size to this nonprofit ministry. That's 888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to our website, answersoffer.org.